Okay, so what we have here is literally Hitler, retarded people arguing with retarded people over who's the most retarded. One of the biggest problems facing our society today is the fact that there's all these people who just cannot understand that just because somebody else is wrong doesn't make you right. All right, so I go on to LinkedIn. God help me, LinkedIn. It's such a joke. And it's just scrolling down my feed and looking at the political correctness and looking at all these people I hate. Anyway, so I go through here and I don't know this person, but somebody else reposted this. So I see this post from somebody named Andrea Kayla. She's a CMO at Electric. Electric what? Great one. I don't know. Electric, it's the name of the company. What does this company do? Hold on, let me open their stupid LinkedIn page. See it, for those of you who aren't losers, for those of you who are not losers and don't know what a CMO is, that's a chief marketing officer. She's a marketer. Hey guys, she's a woman who gets paid money to sell things to people because that's what women are. Women are natural salesmen. They're not men. Some of them think they are, but they are naturals at sales because what do women spend their entire life doing? They spend their entire life selling themselves to other people, usually by offering sex. But then also selling, well, you should give me money and you should do this and you should do that and you should do something else. Okay, so why, where is the fucking company page for this so-called company? Okay, hang on. Electric. Is this a real company? Normally, Chief Electric. Normally on LinkedIn, here we go. Electric. IT powers remote work. Electric powers IT. Information technology and services, New York, New York. We are on a mission to revolutionize IT. Are you really? You're going to revolutionize information technology. Is that what you're going to do? By making it simple effort. It has to be simple because women are using it, right? It's like an Apple computer. It's like an iPhone. If it's got more than one button, women can't figure it out. We got to make everything simple. That's the problem with our fucking society, is everything has to be simple. Every fucking thing in our goddamn society. Everything has to cater to the stupidest person out of the 300 million people in the United States. Everything has to be dumbed down so that a fucking woman can use it.
Hey, great one. Why don't you think women should be in the military?
I don't know. Maybe because I'm tired of having to dumb every... When you dumb down the military so that even women can be in it... Sorry, guys. Why do you... I mean, the most powerful, quote-unquote, the most powerful military force on the planet Earth just got its ass kicked by the Taliban. Did any of you notice Adam Piggott wrote about this? And his question was... Do people in the United States, are they aware that they just lost a war? Because he's right. I don't think people in this country are. I don't think any of you out there, you guys know, and I'm not actually talking to you who listen to this podcast, the normies around you, do any of them know that their military, as in their military, as in the one they fund with their tax money, the military they fund with their tax money, do any of them know that that military just lost a war? We just retreated, we just retreated from a country that we invaded 20 years ago. But hey, the military has women and trannies and homos in it. So at least it's diverse. All right, anyway. We're on a mission to revolutionize IT by making it simple for women, effortless for women, and lightning fast for people who are impatient because they want everything and they want everything now because they think they are the cosmos, otherwise known as women. For women and for businesses everywhere. through a first-of-its-kind technology. A first-of-its-kind technology. This company has a first-of-its-kind technology. Does it really? Does it really? First-of-its-kind technology, really? Do you have a warp drive? Do you have a transporter? Do you have a phaser? What kind of first-of-its-kind technology does this company have? I would love to know. Through a first-of-its-kind technology paired with an elite squadron of IT technicians, an elite squadron of people who can plug in a computer and press the power button. Electric delivers lightning fast IT support. Lightning. Good. Now, how fast does lightning go from point A to point B? I'm pretty sure your elite squadron of technicians cannot go from point A to point B. Whether you're remote or on site, Electric provides real-time issue resolution, security at the device, app, and network levels, employee onboarding / offboarding, and IT management. Founded in New York City in 2016, Electric is a Series B startup. Okay, in other words, you're not making a profit. Backed by GGV Capital, Besserman Ventures Partners, Primary Venture Partners, O1 Advisors, and Bowery Capital. So in other words, you're a startup that's not making a profit, and some people got together and they threw this together and they got some venture funding, and it's probably going to go bust, but the people who founded it are going to make out like bandits. What is your fucking first of a kind technology? Oh my God, here's a video about their one of a kind Juneteenth Jubilee. This company in New York is celebrating the Juneteenth Jubilee. Andrea Kayla, she's their chief marketing officer. She is a brown woman and she's overweight. We can tell this from her photos. All right, here's what she posted. Please stop requiring bachelor's degrees for jobs. Now, this is a woman. Women's go to college. Remember, education. Education. My career. Horses. I love to travel. Right? Who is it that's made such a big deal out of education in our society? It's women. So now here's this fat woman coming on LinkedIn saying, please stop requiring bachelor's degrees for jobs. Well, that's funny. It's you women who can't shut up about your education. Men don't give a flying shit. Not only about your education, we don't give a shit about the education of other men. We, quite frankly, don't even give a shit about our own educations. Please stop requiring bachelor's degrees for jobs. It's massively discriminatory. It's discriminatory to require a bachelor's degree for a job. My wife, her wife, she has a wife. The fat brown girl who sells things to other people for a company that doesn't have any actual real products and is financed by venture capitalists has a wife. Her wife, my wife, did not grow up with the means to get a college degree when she was younger. Oh my God, your poor, mistreated wife. Maybe if your wife is so oppressed and abused because she grew up without the means to get a college degree, maybe she should get the fuck out of my country. I don't know what her wife looks like. I'd love to see a picture of her wife. I'd love to see how non-white and how fat her wife is. I have to theorize, however, because we don't have a picture of the bitch. While I am proudly watching her get one as an adult, okay, there's no such thing as a woman who is an adult, because women do not mature past the age of 16. While I am proudly watching her get one as an adult, a few companies have turned her down for jobs because she doesn't have it. Yes, that's because companies are filled with HR departments, which are filled with fat women who are sitting there rejecting applications from anyone who doesn't have a bachelor degree. Because education is so important. Because women have been sold the idea. And I've talked about this, I've said this endlessly in multiple ways and multiple times. Once you run into someone who has, for example, a bachelor's degree, they're going to reject anyone who has less education than them for any kind of position. Because here's the deal. Let's say I have a job, whatever. Okay, now let's do a real life example. Theater, right? I work in theater. I do lighting. Okay, all the colleges, for you to be a lighting designer and to teach lighting at the college, you have to have a fucking diploma in lighting. Why is that? Well, it's because if I go in there and I can design lights for the show and I can teach the students how to do lighting, if I can do all of this without a diploma, what does that say? That tells the students the diploma doesn't mean anything, because the students will be, wait a minute, we're learning from a guy without a diploma. Why am I spending money getting a diploma? He doesn't need a diploma to teach me the stuff I'm learning to get the diploma. Right? So you can never hire someone who has less education than you, because as soon as you do that, you validated the fact that your education is useless. This is why all the corporations, well, you have to have a bachelor's degree, you have to have a bachelor's degree, because they're filled with people who have bachelor's degrees. And if you hire people and those people don't have bachelor's degrees, but they can do the fucking job, then that makes you look like a moron. Then why does anyone need you and your bachelor's degree if your job can be done by somebody without a bachelor's degree? And let's be honest, most of the jobs these days, because once again, because women are in the workplace and everything has to be fucking dumbed down. I mean, I would say a good 60% of the jobs in the entire workforce could probably be done by a trained monkey. And I'm not even joking about that. I mean, there's some, but like sales, dude, you can train a monkey to take an object and wave it over the barcode reader. I said sales, I mean like a cashier, right? I mean, nurses, what do nurses do? They dispense medicine. I can train a monkey to go to the medication cabinet and punch in some buttons and open out and pull out some pills and take it to a room. When people are forced to choose, no one is forcing anyone to choose. When people are forced to choose, no one's forcing you to choose. No one is coming to your house and holding a gun to your head. When people are forced to choose between making money for themselves, well, who else would you make money for? Oh, well, you would make money to pay taxes to fund the military that just got their asses kicked by a bunch of towel heads over in Afghanistan. We got to make money for that, don't we? So that the military can, you know, pay for fucking tranny surgeries to turn men into women. When people are forced to choose between making money for themselves and or their family, or paying for an expensive degree, there really isn't an option to go to school. So has anyone ever broken into your house and held a gun to your head and said, I'm forcing you to make a choice between getting a job and making money or paying to go to college? Has anyone ever forced you to do that? Nobody's ever forced me to do that. So cut it out. If you're a hiring manager, please consider pulling this from your JDs. I am not suggesting hiring someone who isn't qualified, but 9 times out of 10, a BA is not the reason someone is qualified. Actually, sweetheart, 10 times out of 10, a BA is not the reason someone is qualified. I mean real qualified, not fake qualified, the way you have to be qualified to work in the HR department. To be in the HR department, basically you just have to have a whole lot of student loan debt, you have to have a vagina, and you have to be fat. I would throw in there that you have to have a bad attitude, but I mean, if you have a vagina and you're fat and you have a bunch of student loan debt, obviously you have a bad attitude. That goes without saying. This has a whopping 742 comments. No, we're not reading all 742 of them, I promise you. So I scroll down, and the first response that I saw, because it's sorting by relevance or whatever. Let me jump. I need to look this guy up. Okay. This guy, this is Mark Christensen. After his name, in parentheses, he has he/him. It's got his picture. Actually, I initially was just like, oh my God, a fucking boomer. He actually might not be old enough to be a boomer. But then here's the thing. These days, especially on LinkedIn, like the, because I've talked about this before too, the people that I know personally, like in real life on LinkedIn, especially the women, I go and it's like, sweetheart, you've got a picture of you that is literally Hitler, 15 years old and photoshopped. You do not look like that at all. Let's see. So he went to, oh, hang on. Andrea, what's her education? So here's her jobs. The CMO at Electric, a board member at Help Scout, an advisor at Dandy, a member at Chief, a member at New York Revenue Collective, an advisor at Squarefoot, a CMO at Upstart. She's had a lot of jobs. An expert in residence. She's an expert in residence. Guys, she's an expert in residence at Rippleworks. And this is all of this is since 2014. All right, education. University of Michigan. I hate Michigan with a passion. Bachelor of Arts. There's our first problem. Communication, there's our second problem, and media studies, there's our third problem, activities and societies, women's soccer, there's our fourth problem. All right, now let's get back to Mark. Mark went to Niels Brock. I don't even know what Niels Brock, oh, Niels Brock is a business college, there's our first problem, situated in Denmark. He has an associate business administration. No, I guess this is what? I don't see it's from Denmark, so I don't. Activities. Oh, activities. He's a student council member, so he's LARPing as a member of the government. Student council secretary, chief editor of college magazine. Okay, and this was 1990 to 1994, so unfortunately not a boomer. I'm assuming, unless he went to college really late in life. Who knows? Associate. So apparently he studied business administration, marketing, and international business law. All of which, on the cert, no, that's all just bullshit degrees, I promise you. Okay, so Mark Christensen, he/him, who is an integration consultant. Wait, hold on. What's he doing right now? He works at a place called Epic Bridges in Williamsburg, Virginia, as an integration consultant. Epic Bridges analyst with 10 plus years of experience in HL7 interfacing to and from Epic, including planning, analysis, build, testing, implementation, optimization, and support. Extensive IT background in multiple areas, ranging from hardware build, which is installing a hard drive, and support, which is turning the computer on, to application conceptualization, I can't say that word, to application conceptualization, goddammit, which means turning on his iPhone, build, which means outsourcing, implementation, which means telling someone else to do it, and support, which means calling somebody in India. God, I am so sick of calling. Fuck, I had to get on the fucking phone yesterday with support to get, I got a new cell phone. New burner phone from TrackPhone. But to get it activated, I had to call support. I am so sick of fucking calling support and talking to women who don't speak English as a native language. How may I help you today? Ah, fuck. God damn it, Apu. Is there anybody that... No, of course not, because you're in India. I am so fucking sick of talking. And then they're saying, I can't understand a fucking word you're saying. Not only does she not speak English as her first language, not only is she a woman, not only does she have a thick Indian accent, Indian dot, not Indian feather, but she's probably wearing a fucking muzzle. God damn it, I am so fucking sick of that. All right, anyway, so Mark, he slash him, responds. While I agree that a lot, he agrees, oh boy, while I agree that a lot of jobs do not require BAs, in many cases, especially with first-time employees, it shows an ability to complete accepted slash assigned task. Yes, folks, that's why, and I don't even know. I don't even fucking know. Why? Because I don't fucking care. How many additional years does it take to get a BA? Right? Because it takes like 2 years to get an associate, right? So then 4 years to get a whatever that is, right? So then is a BA, is that another 2 years? I don't know. I don't fucking care. Whatever it is, we're going to say for the purpose of this conversation, it's additional 2 years. Yeah, so staying in college for an additional 2 years after you've already done 4 years shows an ability to complete accepted slash assigned tasks. I'm sorry, what the fuck does 12 years of public education say? Oh, that's right, nothing, because it's completely worthless, because public education is fucking conducted by a bunch of goddamn women with bachelor's degrees, and that's why you come out of school after 12 fucking years of being taught things by fucking fat women with educations and bachelor degrees, and you don't know a fucking thing, and you can't even get a job. That's why you have to go to college for 6 more fucking years, according to Mark, he slash him, in order to show an ability to complete accepted and assigned task. This is the retarded dystopia. You know what having a fucking bachelor's degree shows? It shows that you're a fucking idiot. It shows that you have a bunch of debt to the banking corporations, which will make you a wage slave for the rest of your fucking life. It tells the corporation that they can shit right in your face and there's nothing you can do about it because you have $573 a month of student loans to pay back. That's what it fucking says, you fucking retard. It also indicates, parentheses, although not with certainty, close parentheses, a level of socialization, being able to function alongside and with other people. Remember now, homeschool kids are fucked up and antisocial because they didn't go to high school and get normal socialization like all the normie kids. Well, now, in order to indicate that you have a level, but not with certainty, he said, right? Although not with certainty, it's a level of socialization along with being able to function with other people now requires 12 years of public education taught to you by overweight women within fucking college diplomas and then an additional 6 years of college to learn how to function alongside other people. How in the hell did the human race fucking evolve? How did we evolve to interact and socialize with each other before we had motherfucking bachelor degrees. How did we do that? I can't figure it out. So it's not quite as useless as your post indicates. No, Mark, you're a fucking moron. It's actually less useless than this fat bitch's post indicates. It's completely fucking useless, but the fat bitch can't say it's useless because she has a bachelor's degree. We've already covered that. People who went to college can never admit that education is not the same as intelligence. People who went to college can never admit that their fucking diploma is useless. Because they would have to admit they were wrong and they made a mistake. But wait, wait, Mark, he slash him, has more. Secondly, secondly, if a BA shouldn't be required, do you support paying those with a BA more than those without? No. No, no normal person does. You're not paying them for their education. You're paying them for the fucking job. If I have a job, God damn it! God, people are stupid. Stupid. All right, look, if I have a job, I need someone to make a widget, okay? So then I sell the widget for X amount of dollars. So for the pay this person to make the widget, to me that is worth, let's say, $20 an hour. So if I give this person $20 an hour, then that's good compensation. I can still make a profit. That's what it's worth. I am paying them $20 an hour to make the fucking widget. If someone shows up and this person, literally Hitler, has an IQ of 93, but can make the fuck out of this widget, I'm going to pay them $20 an hour. And if a person shows up and has a bachelor's degree and they're woke and they have a he slash him after their name on LinkedIn and they make the fuck out of the widget, I'm going to pay them $20 an hour. You are not at your job. Yeah, well, see, here's the problem. In our feminized society, people are being paid for their education because once again, the HR department can never admit that diplomas are worthless. So you have to pay people with diplomas more money in order to create the illusion that the diploma is worth more money. But it's not. All of this is fake. It's all fake. And this is all done to avoid hurting the feelings of women. Because once again, it's women who are like, I have a bachelor's degree. Well, I have a PhD. Men don't give a shit. Men just show up and do the fucking work and go home. We don't fucking care. It's women who are obsessed with educations. It's women who insist that people with more education get paid more money in order to create this illusion that your education has value. It doesn't. It doesn't. Your education has absolutely no fucking value at all. None. The only thing you can do that has value for other people is whatever you can do for them. Right? What service you can provide for them. That's why the only thing women have that's actually valuable, really truly valuable, is their vaginas. Because that's the only thing a man wants from them. And men have everything. Men create everything. We are the creators. Women are the consumers. We create. They destroy. I don't care about a woman's fucking education. I don't care about her career. I don't care about her fur babies. I don't care about her hobbies. I don't care where she traveled to. Shut your mouth and spread your legs. Okay, so in an actual economy that isn't fucked up by governments and regulations and women, yes, someone with a fucking diploma would get paid the same as someone without a diploma for doing the same fucking job, because no one would give a shit about your diploma. Secondly, if a BA shouldn't be required, do you support paying those with a BA more than those without? After all, a BA isn't free. Wait, I thought Bernie Sanders was going to give everybody free college to go along with Obama's free healthcare. After all, a BA isn't free, so isn't it reasonable that the ones that invested the money and time get rewarded for it. Okay, what's your diploma in? Odds are it was not an investment. It was you throwing money away in order to avoid having to go out and get a real job. I've talked about this before on the podcast. I've known a number of people who just stayed in college getting diplomas so that they could keep deferring their student loans because they couldn't get a job to pay for their student loan. I know the one guy, he's got three fucking diplomas because he stayed in college forever. Not for, he's out now. He's finally managed to find actual jobs. I don't know if he's paid off all that student debt. He's like my age. Yeah, and literally Hitler guy's three fucking diplomas because he just stayed in college. All right. But then you're creating a pay disparity where two people aren't being compensated equally for the same work. In my field, which is being a jackass, in my field, I often see BA or 5 years relevant experiences. In my field, I often see BA or 5 years relevant experience on JDs. JD, by the way, is job description. That seems to work, at least in this particular field. Okay, so Andrea, she responds to this. She says, then just note, quote, ability to complete accepted assigned task, or, quote, able to function alongside or with other people on the job description. Now, by the way, I haven't read what I'm reading right now. I stopped, that was as far as I got before I lost my mind and turned on the microphone. So this bitch is saying that on the job description, you should put on there that the applicant needs to be able to complete accepted and assigned a task and function alongside other people. Are we actually? Yes, we are. It's what? Why am I even asking? Why, great? Why are you asking this? Are you an idiot, great one? Yes, I am. I am a fucking moron because I can't. Every time I see, I just think, God, I can't even talk. I'm so pissed off. I just the stupidity. It is endless. I know this. I know this intellectually. Intellectually, I know for a fact that the stupidity of people, especially fat women, especially brown women, especially women, especially fat brown women who are CMOs of vaporware companies, I know intellectually that the stupidity of fat brown women who are CMOs for vaporware companies is unlimited. And yet, when I see one suggest that on job descriptions, you have to specifically state that for someone to apply for the job, they should be able to complete assigned task and function alongside other people. We've reached the point in our society where functioning alongside other people has to be specifically spelled out for you. Next, we're going to have on job descriptions, ability to urinate without assistance. Must be capable of breathing on your own. Actually, that would be discrimination against people who can't breathe. Maybe you have the Wuhan and you have to be on a respirator. I mean, no one can fucking deny you a job because you're in the ICU and you need a respirator to breathe, right? That would be discrimination. The great one, you know, we can't, women should be allowed to have jobs as long as they can do the job, but none of them can. Guys, okay, listen, I don't think I've thrown this out yet. Here it is, because there's so many things I'm sick of. Let's make a giant fuck, actually, here, let's make a list of things I'm not sick of. Okay, here we go. Here's all the things I am not fucking done with. Cats, Supergirl comics, smoking my pipe, and sitting outside in the yard in the sunshine. And playing Star Wars. Yeah, that's good. Everything else I'm fucking done with. I'm fucking done with all of these goddamn conservatives. Well, there's these unicorn women, great one, and they can work. They can go, they do the job. Here's my challenge. Here's the new challenge I'm throwing out. Anybody wants to take me up on this? Now, the logistics are going to be a little complicated. We'll figure that out. Dead serious. You come to me with your little conservative faggot self and you tell me, oh, but great one, I know this woman. I know this one woman. She's a unicorn. She has a job and she does a, she's a, just as good a job as any man there. And yeah, and she, yeah, no, no, no. Here we go. You and me, we're going to go to this woman's job. We are going to follow her around at work 40 hours in that week. We're going to spend an entire 40. Well, she works less than 40 hours. Well, then she's already disqualified because men don't do that. All right. 40 hours. If she doesn't have a job where she works 40 hours a week, she's already not a fucking unicorn. Go fuck yourself. We are going to follow this woman around the entire 40 hours that she is at work for 1 week, 7 days. 5 days. She ain't working 40 hours in 5 weekdays. She doesn't have a real job. You're welcome. I guarantee you, and by guarantee you, I mean I'm betting you $10,000. We will find in 1 5-day, 40-hour period, we will locate at least 3 times, at a minimum, 3 times, that there are allowances made at that job where there are standards dumbed down so that she can fucking meet them. There is no fucking example ever in the history of the human species where a woman has come into a workplace and the workplace did not subsequently have to be modified to accommodate the woman. Right? Do all the men show up on time for work? Does she come in 10 minutes late because she had to drop her son off at daycare? Well, no, that's an accommodation for a woman. There's number one right there. Oh, did she leave early because she had to pick her child up from school? Well, there's no, well, but great one. She's got to take care of her child. Oh, she's 10 wants these to take care of her child. Why isn't she at home taking care of her child while her husband earns money? Oh, that's right. Because there is no husband. She's a single mommy. Right? So I guarantee there's not a woman alive. There's not a woman on earth that can, well, I shouldn't say on earth, because in slave labor countries, like in Muslim countries, they just make their women get the fuck in their, and if they don't do, they cut their heads off, because those are real men. In the United States, there is not a woman, white, black, brown, yellow, red, not a woman that has a job at which allowances and exemptions are not made for her at that job so that she can pretend that she's performing at the same level as the men. Not one, not one. No, no, no. You right now listening to this, you do not know this one woman who is a unicorn. Shut the fuck up. All right. Back to Andrea's ranting. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. As shared, I suggested that the requirement is discriminatory because in most cases, it's just too expensive for someone to get. Hey guys, did you know college educations are expensive? Well, I wonder why that is. I mean, after women have brainwashed other women into thinking a college education is required, and after women have shamed other women into going to college to get diplomas and worthless shit, and after women have said to other women, oh, you go, girl, you follow your dreams, you can do anything if you just put your mind to it. Well, yeah, of course it's expensive. Why would it not be expensive? You've got all these stupid women willing to borrow money to get college diplomas. Of course the colleges are going to charge you a bunch of money for a worthless fucking diploma. If you're looking to the BA to justify the things you mentioned, then perhaps you just ask your hiring managers to ask those questions instead if they are important qualities for your candidates. You know, if being able to complete tasks and function alongside other people, if those are important qualities for your job candidates, maybe you should just ask them. Because of course, the days when human beings were simply well-adjusted people who could do stuff, Those days are over with, because now, especially after Wuhan, everybody's a fucking social retard. Then Mark, he/him, responds with this. You're missing the point. No candidate would say, no, I can't complete task. There's probably a couple out there who are dumb enough to say that, but no, you're right. Having completed an education shows they can. No, it does not. And once again, what does the 12 years of public education show? What does the fact that they showed up, did they show up for the interview? Did they show up on time? Did they show up wearing clothes? Then obviously they can complete some kind of task. Right? The fact that this faggot, he, him, actually thinks that you need a bachelor's degree in order to show people you can complete task. I mean, honest to God, he's a bigger woman than Andrea is. I mean, his vagina is way bigger and looser and deeper and sandier than Andrea's is. It's like, and he's got he/him after his name. Dude, you are a woman. You are the woman in this conversation. Andrea's wrong, but she's more of a man than you are. Jesus goddamn Christ. Instead of devaluing education as you're proposing, let's instead fix the broken education system that makes it discriminatory. What the fuck does that mean? Fix the broken education system. I mean, you and I know what's broken about the education system, but I can promise you that's not what Mark, he/him, is talking about. I don't know what he's talking about, but I promise you he's not talking about the same thing you and I are talking about when we talk about how the education system is broken, okay? Instead, let's fix the broken education system that makes it discriminatory. Your post reads an awful lot like, let's throw the baby out with the bathwater. Ah, yes, you're a fucking moron. And that is why I shouldn't go on LinkedIn or any other form of social media, because it's just filled with fucking idiots who just, they don't know. None of these people, neither of these people know that they're stupid.